Welcome to Morning Prayer for Friday. And today our theme is strength. In moments of doubt and unbelief, when worldly pressure or circumstance become the distance between us, draw near, Lord, we pray. Grant us strength and courage and the sure knowledge that you are with us in our journeying, now and always. We commend ourselves and our prayers to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That this day and all our days may be full of God's praise, let us pray with one heart and mind. Almighty God, by whose grace alone we are accepted and called to your service, strengthen us by your Holy Spirit, and make us worthy of our calling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 1 to 8. Rejoicing in God's way. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Blessed are those whose way is pure, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart. Those who do no wickedness but walk in his ways. You, O Lord, have charged that we should diligently keep your commandments. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Oh, that my ways were made so direct that I might keep your statutes. Then should I not be put to shame, because I have regard for all your commandments. I will thank you with an unfeigned heart when I have learned your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. O, forsake me not utterly. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Isaiah 43. God makes a way for us. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people, the people who I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be for ever. Amen. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Psalm 133, the blessing of unity. Behold, how good and pleasant it is to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down upon the beard, even on Aaron's beard, running down upon the collar of his clothing. It is like the dew of Hermon running down upon the hills of Zion. For there the Lord has promised his blessing, even life for evermore. Psalm 134, praise in the night. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, you that by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands towards the sanctuary and bless the Lord who made heaven and earth, give you blessing out of Zion. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be for ever. Amen. We come to a time of prayer. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. We take a moment to listen to the still small voice of God within the bustle of the day, which has begun. Finding a quiet place where we can enjoy precious moments of peace in God's presence. Sit quietly and listen to the sounds of the world around you, both outside and in the place where you are. Breathe slowly and rest in God's presence. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. We say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we follow the way of life, we affirm the presence of God among us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God calls us to journey up, sharing in worship and prayer. Jesus said, God is spirit, and whoever worships must worship in spirit and truth. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to journey in, sharing in the transformation of Christ. Jesus said, remain in me, and I will remain in you. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to journey with, sharing in love and fellowship. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to journey out, sharing his love in deeds and words. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. Eternal God, your Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth and the life for all creation. Grant us grace to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth and to share his risen life, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. One God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and lead us in the way of life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.